Welcome to Creating Flow, the podcast where I, Joni Francisco, hope to empower women, helpers, and healers to unblock their energy and unlock their power. We are tackling the tough reality that many in the healing professions often sacrifice their well-being in the pursuit of helping others. Not only do I think this is just plain wrong, it ends up draining their vitality and diminishing their ability to serve. I've experienced this struggle firsthand and emerged with the insights and the strategies to break this cycle. That's why each week we explore practical methods not only to replenish your energy, but to cultivate abundance in your life. You'll gain actionable steps to fill your cup first, ensuring you can overflow with energy and serve others without burning out. Do you still feel tired, unfocused, distracted, overwhelmed? Well, in today's episode, we are going to talk about being in confusion and chaos and how this may be leading to your fatigue. Staying in chaos is an energetic leak, and your energy doesn't know where to focus and therefore is directed many different directions and at many unnecessary things. But before we dive in, if you like what you hear today, then I highly suggest you joining the Abundance and Flow community on School. Not only are there free, awesome AF trainings in there, we are building a community of other helpers and healers ready to have more abundance and flow in their lives. Let's journey together towards freedom in life, health, and business. The link to join is in the show notes, and I hope to see you there. As I asked before, is living in the chaos an energy leak, and is it the reason you are still having fatigue? So what does chaos look like? Chaos looks like not having a plan, not having things organized to make you successful, unable to make decisions, jumping to new plans in every moment, so you're not committing and following through with things, always in a state of busy. You feel overwhelmed, you're forgetting things, and it's hard to prioritize what to do next, and all things just come at you at once. And sometimes this will even look like freeze, right? Or procrastination, because you're just overwhelmed by the amount of choices, but also just the chaos that comes into your mind as you get ready to do something. So why would we be in chaos in the first place, right? One of the laws of the universe is to be not in chaos, right? So an ordered universe. And when we are in chaos, there's something out of alignment. And I almost always look at where is that keeping you safe or what is it doing for you? And that helps you understand the reason that your subconscious or the busy part of your school brain keeps coming at you with all the information. And one of the reasons might be to avoid self-responsibility. So to keep your ego safe, if you don't make a decision, if you don't take action, then you can never do anything wrong. So people that are in that state of perfectionism or in proving to other people that they are right may stay in this chaos and confusion in order to avoid just being wrong or doing it wrong. Another reason is other people's feelings. So a lot of times we'll choose to do something in respect to other people's feelings and not our own, and to protect them in some way. And this is so we don't get kicked out of the tribe. This is so that someone won't stop loving us. Those things were very unsafe primally. So now we use them in this new modern world. And it gets to the point where, again, we jump into that chaos in order to not trip over one of these wounds that we have and to order to remain in the tribe. So we're going to explore a little more on what that really looks like as far as chaos. So one of the things that happens when we're in chaos and confusion is this lack of clarity. And we may have lack of clarity because we haven't given ourselves permission to actually do what we want or to follow our dreams or to have what we want. We also haven't given ourselves permission to take the 100% responsibility for our choices and actions, and knowing that we may fail sometimes, but that's okay, right? And this lack of clarity oftentimes comes up excuses also. We don't have enough time. We don't have enough money. We have to run after the kids. Things like this will mess up with our clarity in achieving our goals and being in alignment, all to protect us again and keep us safe for the reasons mentioned before. So if we're not allowing ourselves to have a clear vision of what we want and holding that as sacred or divine information, it will fragment our attention. And when our energy or our thoughts are diverted to many different things, we scatter our energy, right? So we fragment our attention, we fragment our energy, and that is really draining. It makes us feel tired, but it also is super confusing to the universe. And it makes it hard for the universe or source to ultimately support you. And some examples of this I see in clients and other business professionals is, you know, something like, do you want more clients or will this make you tired? So you may have a belief under there that working hard will make you tired, and working hard means lots of clients. And so you may have conflicting wants there, maybe not be clear, because you want more clients, but it'll make you tired. So then the universe doesn't know what to do because you don't want to also be tired, right? And I see this when we're trying to make changes in our personal life or in our health per se. And you'll want one thing, but not enough to distract you from other pleasures in your life. And so that's where not making a commitment or not making it sacred or something that you can't bend on leaves you in this indecision and chaos. So the next thing is a lie. So a lot of times when we're in chaos or confusion, we're in a lie. And this lie could be a straight up lie. You could be lying to yourself about something. You could be lying to your friends or your family about something. And it may or may not be conscious, right? It could be a subconscious lie, or it could be a conscious lie that you're doing to protect somebody or to make yourself look better. Still a lie, right? And another way that a lie presents in that honesty fashion is that you're not connected or allowing yourself to feel how you feel, have what you want, commit to what you want. And another piece of this lie could be integrity, right? You've said you were going to do something and you didn't do it. So you have leaks in this integrity, and that creates a lie because you said you would do something, you didn't do it. You said you would pay your bill on Tuesday and it's Thursday, and you have forgotten, or you don't have the money. And instead of facing it, you just keep that integrity leak. You said you'd drop off a package in the mail. And, you know, again, it's a few days later and you said you already did it, but then you haven't done it. And now the post office is closed for the week, right? Or the weekend. You said you would start walking 20 minutes a day. Again, this week, you're going to start. And now it's Friday and you haven't done it. So this is an integrity leak. Another thing that happens in this chaos that can be considered a lie is conflicting beliefs. We call this double bind or loyalty packs, in which you have maybe created a new belief, but you are still running on the program of an old belief. And so this really, that's where the you aren't good enough, other people's needs, wants come before yours. If you're busy, you're more worthy. A lot of this stuff comes from when we're 6 to 9 years old and we've put on these lenses and we're looking to prove ourselves right as we move through life. And as we adopt new beliefs and change, sometimes it's hard to take off those lenses to look because we have forgotten that it's okay to evolve and change. And it feels very unsafe to our subconscious. And we have to practice making that new belief safe for ourselves as we go forward. Another piece of this I find under beliefs is really that other people's feelings, safety is our responsibility, right? And I especially find this in helpers and healers, where we take on this extra responsibility of fixing or healing, which we are responsible to other people, we're responsible to our clients. However, this is bringing them the information and the ways in which to heal or proceed or grow in up level in whichever way we're working with people. And if you take this responsibility as yours and they give it up to you, right? Or they no longer hold the power in that situation, then you're not allowing them to move through whatever they need to move through. So if they need to heal something, which take that with, you know, the need to heal is kind of a harsh statement, but if there's something they can process and change and you're holding that for them, then they're not going to be able to move through it. If they're looking to you to solve all their problems without taking 100% responsibility for their actions, then they're not going to be to move through it. And if you hold on to their stuff and that, you know, you're taking responsibility for their feelings and their actions and their desires, you're just going to be tired because you can't do anything with it either. So we And I'll talk a little bit more of how to change this a little bit later. Another part of this lie in the chaos is unresolved or stuffed emotions. And when we, again, don't allow ourselves to feel the way we truly feel, then we get emotions and experiences stuck in our bodies and in our spirit energy system. And then another part of the lie is that you are disconnected. You are always connected. You're connected to yourself. You're connected to the universe. You're connected to other people. You're connected to source. And when we have a filter that comes up that says that we are disconnected, that is another lie. You'll hear me talk about universal law many times. The law of one is that we are all connected. We are separate, but we are connected. And also with this, we cannot be disconnected. It is only a filter that is creating that illusion inside of us. And then we have the accompanying feelings of that we are alone or we don't belong or that we are unsupported. So another energy drain in this chaos confusion is indecisiveness. And you see this a lot as not responding to emails or texts or voice messages or not making deadlines or discernible choices. So when I say not making deadlines, I mean not even putting them there in the first place, right? Because you haven't decided that that's the date you're going to finish. You haven't decided that that's actually what you're even going to do and work on. And this is the same for making a choice with your values and your mission. You know, decide what it is that you believe in, decide in what it is that you want. And then another piece of this puzzle of chaos that is creating this leak is, again, not non-commitment. And this looks like always switching it up, chronic researching, always looking for more information, waiting till you have more time, following the next shiny object or the next magic wand to solve whatever issues you're having. And as we move forward, we're going to discuss what does that look like to come out of chaos and confusion. And I've developed this 4C approach that I help my clients through when they're stuck in chaos or confusion. And these are clarity, clear the lies, making a choice, and committing. And the first one is clarity. So we're going to get clear, or you're going to get clear on your desires, your value, your mission, your goals, your vision, your plan. In this, you're going to get quiet, right? We're going to turn off all of the information coming to you by getting quiet. And many people can get quiet in meditation. They can use music to just calm the voices, get quiet, go into meditation, and connect with your intuition, connect to your inner higher self, connect to source, connect to this all being abundant energy, and allow yourself permission to feel what it is you truly want, what it is you truly desire, what it is you want to feel, and what is in your best good. And we'll talk about this a little bit later as well, but in this step, it's for you. And I'll talk about why a little bit later. The next idea is to clear the lies. So you want to be honest with yourself, honest with others. We will look at subconscious belief reprogramming. We'll look at restoring your integrity. One of my mentors has a system that helps to keep this integrity in check. And they do this on a weekly basis, and you can do it more often. And especially if you have some integrity pieces that you need to clean up because of things you said you would do in the past and haven't done, and whether you decide to walk away from that or to, you know, send out apologies or to just move forward, you're going to make a decision to let go of the guilt and shame that you have for being out of integrity, right? And some of that can be done by using an integrity restorer. So you've probably heard of rewards and punishments. And so instead of doing that, we'll use rewards and this integrity restoring piece. And when you fall out of alignment with your integrity, again, let's just say you said you would start walking this week and you didn't. And so now it's Friday, you haven't walked any of the days, and what would restore your integrity? Well, in these pieces that restore our integrity, we want them to be things that contribute to our goals. So our goal with walking is to get more movement. Maybe it's to lose weight. Maybe it's to be able to do something in the future. Maybe it's just to move your body to be healthy. So what could be the restore? So maybe the restore is, or the reward is, on Saturday, if you've walked every day, then you're going to go swimming and play around with your friends. And if you didn't do it, so before you go swimming with your friends on Friday, you're going to get up and walk for the amount of time you said you would walk during the week, but you're going to do it on Saturday before you go play. So you get your walking in, you restore your integrity, and then you get your reward, right? It's your variation. And you can play with it again. It's trusting yourself and what will bring you out of those pieces of shame or judgment or guilt in that you have been out of alignment with your integrity and your values. Another piece of the clearing the lies is to use emotional healing techniques, emotional processing. So letting those experiences move through us, letting those emotions move through us. Emotions really last 60 to 90 seconds. So if we can just give ourselves permission to let them move through us. So getting safe places, getting in quiet again, getting into a place where we feel safe to let those emotions be felt and move through us. Another piece in the slide I feel is very helpful is forgiveness practice, right? And I've recorded on this in the past. So if you want more information on this, go ahead and look up that episode. However, forgiveness allows us to, again, let go of the guilt and shame for actions that we took or actions that we are still having triggers by that happened from other people. And again, in forgiveness, I really think it's important that we realize that it's not invalidating how you felt in the moment or invalidating the experience you had or even letting the other person off the hook, right? This forgiveness practice is for you. And changing the way you feel so that you can show up differently in the way that you move forward in the world. In this clear the lies phase, this is often a time that's really helpful to have a guide, a healer, a coach, or, you know, a trusted friend to really help you see what's being hidden from you. These lenses do a really good job of hiding stuff from us. So our subconscious is just keeping us safe and keeping us right as we move through. And so sometimes it's hard to see for ourselves. And right before I see breakthroughs in clients, a lot of times there'll be this additional confusion that comes into them, like I'm speaking a foreign language to them when I'm not really. And so then I get really excited because I know, like, this is the piece, right? This is the way in. This is the way through to the healing. And the subconscious is kind of blocking them for a minute. So we ask different questions. We go back to those really important pieces of feeling safe, being in a safe place, remembering that we are supported. And then as they unravel that a little bit, I'll ask the question again, and they'll be able to answer very clearly, right? Without even a rephrase. Sometimes rephrasing is necessary, and the question has just been asked strangely, as it does when we're doing intuitive work, because sometimes it comes in just from a guide or just from a download. And so sometimes we do have to do some translating, but most of the time you just have to work through that safety piece and then we can ask the question again and then the person can answer very clearly. For you that have had babies or been witness to that, this is kind of like when you're in labor and you come to that transition piece and you're pretty sure you can't do it anymore and everything starts to shut down and you get overwhelmed and you just want to give up. And then all of a sudden, something kicks in and you're on the other side. So this happens during when we're in session and we're doing healing energy sessions. And when the people, the clients get a little confused, again, I can see that resistance building and then we can go back to the safety and then we can move through it. So the next D is choice. I think this is really important as we dive into spirituality and faith and remembering how we are in this world is that we are always supported. The universe is always acting in our highest good and source is always wants us to succeed. And here's the hard part sometimes for people is that it's also happening for others, right? So if you're putting the other person's needs ahead of yours, desires ahead of yours, you're saying you know what's best for them. But we don't know what's best for them. and source, universe, however you want to call that higher energy, is always looking out for them too, right? It's not our job. It's not our responsibility to know what is their highest good. So the only choice is to be in alignment with yourself, be in alignment with the clarity pieces that you set above. Choose what's in your highest good. Choose what's best for you and rely on and know in your being that those results are the highest good of others too. And I'm working on this, everybody. That's, you know, becoming enlightened or however you want to say it. It's really just growth, right? And remembering the pieces that we've put filters in for safety. And it takes repetition and it takes over and over reminding yourself. And especially I feel like in this society, in this culture, a lot of times, and especially those overgivers and helpers and healers, we're finding worth in helping others. We're putting merit in the accolades that we're getting from other people. And that seems to be even higher if you're the more selfless you are, the more you give, the higher the pride in the accolades. And it's unnecessary and it's draining. And if you can remember that it's an and universe, source is always wanting your highest good and others, right? Then you can rely on the fact that if you choose you, that other person gets to choose them and that everybody gets to have the result in their highest good. The other part of choice that I feel is really important that we have forgotten is that it is our superpower. And the faster you can make decisions, and you know, you have to carry out that inspired action to completion, right? But the faster that you can make decisions, the more quickly you will be able to heal and level up, or level up, depending on what you're working on. There's a piece in here, though. We have to give up that notion that we won't make a mistake, because we will. And we will have outcomes that do not seem successful or in alignment with our goals. But that's okay, because now you made a choice. You did it super quick. You took action. And now you know that's not the choice you want to make next time, right? And so you just be able, as you get quicker at decision making, then you get to move faster and faster at eliminating possibilities. And you just learn that it's not associated with your worth. And this takes practice, right? It doesn't reflect on our worth if we make a bad choice, quote unquote bad, right? It's just a choice. And if we make a choice that doesn't lead us where we're wanting to go, then we know to make a different choice next time. And this, all of these are kind of interconnected, right? Because this may, again, be associated with your worth. And so this is a limiting belief. And that is something that you can clear with different practices, right? Or with the help of a professional. So the last C is commitment. And this is another place I think we struggle when we have made many plans in the past and didn't execute or didn't follow through. And sometimes we have to start so stupid simple that we just can't fail again, right? So this may look like a commitment to walking for 1 minute every day. It may be put your shoes on to walk for 1 minute every day. And when I'm working with clients, I have this exercise that I have them do, and then I have them record what their minimum viable integrity is. So you have your goals, you have your desires, and you have the actions that it takes to bring those into fruition. And the minimum viable integrity is what is the minimum amount that you can do every day and still be in integrity with your goals or with your outcome that you're looking for. And a really helpful piece here is to decide how long you are going to commit to that before reevaluating. So maybe this week you commit to putting on your shoes. Next week you commit to walking 1 minute every day. The next week you know that you're going to amp that up. So it's going to be 2 minutes every day. And then the next week you know it's going to be 3 minutes. Maybe you set something for a month because that's how long it would take to know if you're successful. So if we're thinking about something more like a social media campaign, right? It's going to take a little while to get the results and know if it's working. And if you change it every day, you're never going to know if what you're doing is actually making a difference or if it is producing the outcome that you want or will have the success that you're expecting it to. And that's where I find chaos, you know, creeps in is then, oh, it didn't work today, so I'm going to change it tomorrow. But a lot of things take a little more time. So if you can commit to how much time you will spend doing it this way to actually see if you can see a result, right? Instead of changing course so often. This is not to say that if it's a massive fail, you stay in it, right? But it's making a decision to commit and commit what your parameters are about changing your commitment and maybe restoring your integrity and not just allowing all the information to come in and that shiny object syndrome kind of getting you going from thing to thing to thing. So this 4 steps to moving out of chaos will help you restore your energy. So I ask you, are you willing to give it a shot? 4 steps. You can listen to this episode many times, just go back through them. Many of my other episodes give you clear strategies to restoring your energy. And, you know, sometimes it's really clear, like, oh, yep, chaos is my thing. Chaos is the thing I hold on to. And chaos is keeping me from moving forward. So you can try one of these strategies within here, see if that can help move you out of chaos. Sometimes it's really multifaceted, the fatigue. Maybe it's part food sensitivities. Maybe it's part chaos. Maybe it's you're giving up your power to someone else. And that's where a coach can help you move through this faster. So if you're ready for that, you can always reach out. And if you're not ready for a coach, then I invite you to actually take action and explore some of these DIY strategies that I have in my podcast episodes or in my school community. And again, I would invite you to joining that Abundance and Flow community on school. There's lots of free, awesome AF trainings in there. And we're building a community of other helpers ready to have more abundance and looking to journey together to having freedom in life, health, and business. As always, the links are in the show notes, and I hope to see you there. To those of you listening today, I invite you to find your strategies to block your energy leak. And I truly appreciate your listening, and I'm cheering you on as you take action in reclaiming your energy. Much love and light to you. Until next time. So amazing. You've reached the end of another episode of Creating Flow, and I want you to know I appreciate your presence and to remind you knowledge is powerful, but taking action is transformative. I invite you to take the next step to activate your full potential today by scheduling a complimentary 15-minute session with me, a no-obligation chat to identify the messages your body is sending you and how I can not only help you understand these messages, but teach you how to heal your body in order to have an abundance of health and energy in your life and business. Visit the link in the show notes to book a call, and I'll see you next week.